And now let's rejoin Tamihere Talks with your host, John Tamihere.
Yes, kia ora tātou, hoki mai ki a koutou, and we're lucky enough to be joined by Rob Ruha, who's travelled all the way up from the coast to just be part of the show tonight. Rob, kia ora, welcome into the program.
Yeah, kia ora te whānau.
Hey, Rob, you're one of our most accomplished sort of artists in the last 3 to 5 years. We know that because, not just because you continue to tell me, but because of all the awards that you've won, and song that you put out in State Highway 35, millions,
yep.
just millions of viewers and listeners, and so and it brings a tear to everyone's eye if they're away from that area, and as soon as they hear that song, it brings back all their memories. Whether they're traumatized by it or not, but I just wanted to say, you know, for an artist of your size, scale, and reach, and capacity, when you got the call to support hashtag Maranga, which is the fundraising concert for the communities that have been more vigorously affected, how did that play out?
Oh well. Well, man was born and raised on that 35, that state highway 35. They were definitely on the Ngāti Pro side. So, you know, all of the temporary road signs that have been temporarily there for the last 35 years, I know very, very well. So also when the cyclone hit, it hit my own whānau, you know, so... So being a part of this is my way of sharing the whānau story from back home and just being a part of the efforts to help lift our whānau and get things going. You know, I was a part of one of the very first big concerts that I was a part of or that I attended was the Cyclone Bola relief concert. So it's almost like a full circle that's happening now.
Wow. I didn't know that. How old were you then?
I was eight. I was eight, and then the concert was at the rugby park in Tauraroa. There was a makeshift stage put up there, and we went on the back of my dad's big Bedford truck with all the mattresses on the back of the truck, and we parked up there and watched Billy T. James, When the Cat's Away, and a whole heap of other people. Crowded House was there. Dave Dobbin was there, so it left a massive imprint on me.
Wow! So it's funny how guys like you get on the way up stimulation, eh?
And yeah.
So you probably from that very early day on wanted to get up on a stage and be worshipped.
well, at least get up on the stage and help, eh? Because that was the big thing that came through in Cyclone Bola back in '88. I was living in Hicks Bay with my parents at the time, and we were absolutely cut off. There were no roads in and out of Ngāti Pro at that time, and so to have these big flash performers, artists fly in to do that, to provide some relief and not just financial relief, but to say that, you know, we care, we hear you, we see you, and you know, we want to help lift you up. That was a huge thing for our communities at the time.
Good on you, Robert. We're a lot more mature now in regard to our ability to turn and support ourselves. Hey, here's the thing. Because I've watched you do it myself personally, you've got a whole range of interests in the creative space. So, you know, your ability in raranga, expertise, you know, what people won't know is Rob visited our place one time and went and collected all our flax and then cured it in the old ways. And it was just incredible. So talk some of our people who are urban listeners through that process.
Well, you know, I was raised in a family full of artists, you know, songwriters, we're just one of them, and, you know, weavers with the other one, moko artists with the other ones, and carvers with the other ones. So, you know, it was just natural to have all of that Māori expression, regardless of the medium, all around me. And I guess being a part of Kapa Haka, you can either do the, I'll pay for everything, like I'll pay for my pupu to wear, or I'll pay for the tatuas and the putties to wear, or you learn how to make them yourselves. And as a young Kapa Haka performer and enthusiast, me and my wife now, we learn how to make everything. Everything that you can take on stage, we know how to make. So I guess the self-sufficient Ngāti in us and Kosi in us just kind of spurred that along.
Yeah, there's very, very, you're a very, very complex individual when you start to put together all the talents, you see. I'm just trying to involve the listeners into what a sophisticated sort of operation is in that head of yours. So the other thing is, you and Silla have been used on multiple occasions in Hollywood and elsewhere in regard to translations. Can you step our listeners through that?
Yeah, we've got some pretty high profile relations in that Hollywood space, and we've been fortunate enough to be a part of a lot of different conversations. We've been through the halls of Marvel Studios themselves, sat with the president of Marvel Studios to hear his stories, sat with Taika as he's mixed the last lot of Thor stories, and of course our work with Disney, reversioning some of the Disney classics into Te Reo Māori has been a massive project. Actually, just last week we had Pere Wihongi here and Hane Mereraiha here at my house in Raukokore, and we were translating all the music to the next Disney movie, which is Coco. So it's just Māori, I think, coming into our own and realizing the strength, the power, the creativity that we have, and the magnetism that we have to be able to draw the attention of places like Disney, like Marvel, and like all of these Hollywood movers and shakers.
Yeah, a lot of people don't appreciate that you were strutting your stuff at Matatini as well, and you cleaned up again.
Seems like I'm, yeah, like I'm a bit of a greedy kid, eh? But
yeah, well, I'm not pushing that point. I'm just saying you tend to appear where all the action is, that's for sure. I wish I had an ability to be an apparition like Rob Ruha. So look, the final thing, Rob, that I wanted to get some feedback from you is that, you know, it's a tough trade you're in as well. How do you keep centered with your four beautiful children and your wife Silla? Is it all down to Silla, is it?
Pretty much. this is the Silla Run show, really. I'm just the trailer on the back of the back of the truck. But it really is a whānau affair. It's everyone, you know. It's the grandparents who look after the kids when we need to go away and do shows like the show that we're doing this for Maranga, for the relief concert. It is the aunties and uncles who are picking the kids up to take them to schools while we can't be there. And it's also the team that has put their hands up to wrap around us when we do decide to put our hands to things like Disney, things like Silver Scrolls and being the music director for those kind of things, and even when we're doing our own albums and stuff like that. So it really is a team thing, and pulling the whānau together, and then being the whole grounded thing. We're really lucky that we live here in Whānau Apanui, in Raukokore, in the heart of everything that we love.
Oh, too much. Well, I can't top that, so we're going to have to leave it at that. But hey, look, we look forward to seeing you at Waititi up there in West Auckland on Saturday on the 25th. It's beamed out live on TV2. It's been taken live also on TikTok and on Whakaata Māori. So if you want to see Rob and the team perform, they'll be up early airs. But anyway, hey, pleasure talking to you, Rob. Arawaki a koe, bro.
Yeah, ngā mihi, John. Ngā mihi kia koutou.